we're back for another bodacious episode of the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with the superintendent of my favorite school network in the whole entire city of Tucson, called Tucson International Academy. She is also a former Tucson Unified School District educator. She is the author of the book that this show is named after, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success. It is available for your pleasure at Amazon.com. And then the newest talk radio show host on this very radio show named Making College Come True. Her name is Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yes.
The woman, the myth, the legend. Welcome here, Dr. J. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for those wonderful introductions.
Absolutely. And I think, like usual, actually, we missed Dr. J's like sage tips last week.
It wasn't
quite the same without you. Definitely, we love Brian Beebe and everything Mr. Beebe does, but he's no Dr. J. So if you will, please bless us with Dr. J's, I'd say, let's say, tips of the week this week.
All right. I love it. Well, today, everyone, is the 16th of September, and that is Mexico's Independence Day. Mm. And so looking at events in life and the values that those events represent are pretty powerful. And I would say that 16 de septiembre, which is the 16th of September, which is Mexico's Independence Day, is significantly impacting here in Tucson, because they're our neighbors. They're 45 minutes away on the road. Mexico is a heritage of many of our families, maybe even of some of our guests today. Mm-hmm. And it matters, because when we have a neighboring country that values freedom as our own country does value, it is a peaceful existence. It's a coexistence. It's a time where at least we have that in common. And so in our schools, we talk about different values and we encourage kids to express themselves. And so last Tuesday, actually, the guests that are in the studio today had their school 16 de septiembre celebration. And it's like from 5 to 7 p.m. and we have a really exciting night with kids doing folkloric dancing and singing and reciting the El Grito de Mexico. It's a very big deal. And we have outfits, and these gals were all here participating in it. And it was just a lot of fun. And I was reflecting, why is it so fun? I mean, it's Mexico's Independence Day, not ours. You know, so why? What is the deal? And I thought, well, it's because it has to do with something of the value of it and the identity that we hold. And so today, I just want to talk about the power of identity and how that drives your life forward. And, or it can also drag your life backwards. How you identify yourself is extremely important. Mm-hmm. That you are clear about your identity, and that you form identity concepts about yourself in a positive way. Because if you think of yourself as less than or not powerful, then you will live a less than and not powerful life. And that doesn't sound like very much fun. Mm. So for us at TIA, Tucson International Academy, we want the kids to be so confident that they can celebrate another country's victory from years ago, their Independence Day, and celebrate it right here in America, and like allow that joy to be there, that we don't have to be selfish. We don't have to be self-centered. We don't have to say, oh, well, that's not our holiday. That's just, you know. No, it's a significant thing, because they're our neighbors, and how that country functions directly impacts how our country does. Mm. So we have a good reason to pay attention to values.
Yeah.
And I think that concept goes right into people wanting to go to college. If you see yourself as a college graduate, or as someone who has something to contribute, and that those credentials of college or some other higher education program will give you, you see the need to pursue the degree or the program or the certification, and it will drive you, and it will help you get what you need done. If you don't see a value for it, then you'll probably never graduate. And that does happen. And that's okay if it happens. But if you know ahead of time, gosh, let me think this through. what is my value? What is my identity? How do I see myself and how do I fit in this world? What is appealing to me? What do I love doing? And I know I'm good at it and I know I make other people happy when I do it. What is that? And so when you contemplate those kinds of questions, you're going to get a better result. So, and a better result meaning you're going to get whatever credentials you need that are going to see you through. You're going to get your focus at the university right, and you will have a subject matter that is of interest to you, not boring. You know, you're paying a lot of money for it, so it better not be boring. And you're surrounding yourself with people who are like-minded, and that is so important. If you are not hanging around with people that are like-minded, that don't share your same values for college, for freedom, for independence, for being strong, for being compassionate, then, you know, it'll be harder for you to be those persons. So that's what I'm excited about today. We have with us here two students from Tucson International Academy. They are in 10th grade. And so I have a, do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Let's have you introduce yourselves. Go ahead.
I'm Vanessa Comstock, and I'm in 10th grade.
All right.
I'm Cara Cuestas-Kelly, and I am in the 10th grade.
All right. Great. I'm glad you're here. So we have with us Vanessa is here because we were admiring her artistic focus in life and how she has an eye for things that are artistic and she's able to do them. And we were admiring Kara's like leadership and her vision for how to make things happen and the roles that she plays at the school. Both of them are problem solvers. Both of them are positive individuals who lead the school, whether they realize it or not. And they're only in 10th grade. So, yeah, that's who we have at my school.
And the two coolest kids in school, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then we also have another amazing person with us. And this is our front desk admin slash salesperson slash event organizer slash, I can go on and on with a lot of slashes there. The slash meaning and that is Allie Garrett. Allie Garrett is a huge part of the TIA team at, and right now she is currently located at TIA Broadway, but she is also a very district employee. She's been to all the schools helping and serving for a number of years. Introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, I'm Miss Allie, and like Dr. Dre said, I do pretty much everything from events to recruiting events. Well, you know, I'll help you guys with anything and everything. I'm your person to go to.
Yes. Someone who can get the job done.
Yeah, get the job done. Organization needs one of those people. You're yes. That one. Nice.
That's a valuable asset that we have. And it's also someone who gets along with the students, you know, who helps us think of how to further everyone's opportunities. So we're going to be talking about risk taking. We're going to be talking about leadership. We're going to be talking about aesthetics, enhancing communication skills with graphic organizers. Goodness. That's my teacher coming out of me with graphic arts. And we're going to talk about the different experiences everyone here has. So I'm really excited for the show that we have today.
It's going to be a great show. I'm stoked. But like every time you bring students in here and you mix in with a little bit teachers and some other staff, like it's fireworks. So yeah, I'm excited. And definitely, I mean, it was especially cool that you brought the two coolest kids at the Broadway campus.
You know,
so you really can't beat that.
I'm quite proud of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys listening, you stay right there. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John here with the Dr. J. If you have a student between K through 12 that you want to make college come true in their life, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back from the break. I hope you guys went potty, grabbed yourself a snack. What do you got? Oh, chips there. Oh, that's good. That looks good. Yeah, bring some into the studio with us. So this is the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with my favorite lady, Dr. Jennifer Herrera, Dr. J, as she's known around them schoolyards, yeah, on the basketball courts.
Yes.
I'm sure you're like, if you need to jump into a pickup game, you're there, right?
I actually would be.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. I could see that.
Love my addition.
Yeah, I could visualize you.
I love
just
the foul people.
You be. Yeah, I could see that too. Yeah, I could see you just walking through one of your schools, seeing a pickup game, going on like, all right, I got next, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So we also have some pretty cool. Two of the coolest students at the Broadway campus. Some would say all of the campuses here in studio with us. We have Vanessa and Kara here with us. Thank you, ladies, for joining us, for taking time out of your busy schedules and being here with us. You're like, we got to get out of school. Yeah, we're about that life. Yeah, absolutely. So we were talking about during the break, you haven't always gone to TIA, which is, it's surprising. Like a lot of the students we get are like, been there forever.
Lifers.
Like, yeah, lifers in TIA. But you guys have gone to other schools. So tell us, what are your thoughts and your opinions, your feelings on Tucson International Academy versus the other schools that you guys have been to? I guess we'll start with you first, Vanessa.
Oh, well, one thing that it's different from the other schools because it feels more of like a one-on-one, and you get the help that you actually do need.
Mm.
And say if you were to be falling behind, it is a lot easier to ask for the help from one of your teachers rather than it would be at other schools because they have other kids to worry about.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Large class sizes are always a distraction, right?
Yeah.
So we're not too large. I mean, every now and then we get a large class, but like right now it's perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, and you went to a couple other schools. You said that you came in seventh grade and then you left and then you came back. What brought you back?
I realized that going to other schools, I wanted to try to see if I did better there than I have been at TIA, but it just didn't work out. I liked TIA a lot better because it was more of a one-on-one, and I felt like my grades were a lot better, and the opportunities that I get at TIA, I really can't get at any other school.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that, of course.
Nice.
I'll pay you later. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, that's really good to hear. And that is our goal. Our goal is to over-deliver. You know, we do promise the basics. Yeah, you're going to have academics down. You're going to go to college. If you want the opportunity to go to college, you will be accepted to college, is ready to go. If you want to go to another school like graphic artist, you kind of mentioned, then that's possible too. But we like to do more than that, you know, like having you on the radio right now. It's so much fun for me to hear you guys talking and, you know, kind of taking that risk because it's a little scary, right? But I'm so glad that you're here. And so that's good feedback for us. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, the same question to you, Kara, in regards to, you know, what are your feelings in going to Tucson International Academy versus going to a different type of school that you tried before?
Yeah, I really like Tucson Academy. I mean, TIA, because it is really, like, one-on-one, and, like, I've always gone to really big schools, like, the biggest schools in the district, So you didn't really get that, like, one-on-one. You didn't get to talk to the teachers as much.
Hmm.
And then, like, I don't know, I feel like I do get a lot of opportunities to, like, grow and succeed.
Mm-hmm. You were mentioning at break something about some lessons your dad gave you. You know, his personality type maybe wasn't so outgoing, but what was his advice to you?
Basically just to go out of my comfort zone, to try and grow and not just stay in my bubble and exist.
Yeah. What would that look like? Like, what does that look like for you sometimes?
Recently I joined the student council. Ooh. And typically I'm like, give me as little responsibility as possible so that I can, like, not. But this year I was like, I'll be the event planner. So I planned, like, I kind of, like, helped plan the, what was it?
DACC?
Yeah,
the huge, giant event.
Yeah, the really big party.
Plus people. Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
It was really big. It was, like, bigger than most years.
Oh, heavens, yeah. I mean, and we haven't had a big turnout like that in years. And to be honest, it does go way better when you kids plan it. Mm-hmm. Because if you're behind it and you like it and we're doing things that excite you and that express your thoughts and ideas and everything, it's just so much better. So that's why I love student leadership. And plus, I mean, don't think for a minute I'm not aware that you're going to be taking care of me when I'm older. So I want you to grow up knowing how to lead, knowing how to put on events, knowing how to do things that make a difference in life, because it's going to directly affect me, actually. And not only me, but... So it's not all about myself. It's about what you can contribute to society, because when everybody is able to do their best, perform at their highest level, and they everyone's contributing that really high level, who, like, being their best self, how does everything turn out? Like, way better,
yeah,
right?
Way better. A lot better.
So, I mean, that to me, that's like, it's so easy to do. Like, I just have to kind of remind myself, keep a good attitude, get sleep, because what happens when we don't get sleep?
You don't do as well.
No.
At all.
And how do you feel emotionally?
Yeah, thank you. That's
yeah. So if we just take care of ourselves, if we just think beyond... like what we want at the moment, you know, and just a slight planning of like, oh gee, I had to go to bed, it is midnight, you know, instead of staying up till 2.
Yeah.
If we would just eat right, if we would just choose not to share gossip, if we would just choose to think of the new positive abilities, not focus on things that didn't go right, I think that you had a lot better turnout, you know, and things, even like our event. And our event was so positive. Goodness, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was great. So that's where I would say your leadership is coming out. With student council, what kind of opportunities will you have being on the student council? I know both of you are current student council members. Mm-hmm. So what's some opportunities you might have that you're kind of looking forward to?
I think that student council can offer you more of an opportunity to be more outgoing, and it can give you a lot of good leadership skills, but it can also help build skills with, like, communicating between people, because when you're in student council, you need to talk between people so everything's not so everywhere, so it's more organized.
Yeah, if you're going to have the party, they got to be invited, right?
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah, I don't know if you realize this, but you'll listen to this back either Sunday when you listen to it at between 3 or 4 on KVOI.com on Monday. You, Vanessa, you are so well-spoken. Like, I can definitely see you. I can see you as, like, a politician one day or something like that. You express yourself really well, and just your syntax, your language is really awesome. So you'll keep up the good work, because, you're sharp sophomore, definitely a lot more gut put together than I was when I was a sophomore. So I look forward to you listening to yourself on the radio, because as I'm listening to you talk, I'm like, man, she's really smart.
That's right.
So I'm guessing that's a testament of TIA and you being smart enough to know to go back to TIA, because
they
make
came
college
back.
Come true and life lessons come true for people, which is one of my favorite things about TIA.
She mentioned like interest in graphic arts, and so of course there's degree programs out there for that. There's like 4-year ones, there's like one year for certification in certain things. So what another cool way to learn to communicate and to actually to lead, because you know, when you guys create communications of any kind, whether it's your mouth or your just how your body language is communicating, or whatever you're writing on paper or presenting graphically, that's communication, and that is such a huge leadership skill. So I'm so excited both of you are interested in that.
Yeah.
And that you're I'm going to hold her to it. You are interested in doing our flyers for TIA.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. See, yeah, just,
thank
just
you.
Gifted students. We're so blessed to have you guys in studio. We'll talk to them more, and we got another member of TIA in studio. This is Making College Come True, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John here with Dr. J. We'll be right back.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you're looking to make college come true in your child's life, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. That's the first place to start. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with one of the many masterminds of Tucson International Academy and the current superintendent of that very beloved organization, Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yay!
Known as the Dr. J.
Sometimes you have to like celebrate just by yourself, but it's
okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you deserve it. You deserve lots of celebration, Dr. J.
Well, I tell you what, I do enjoy life, and I think that there's a lot of fun to be had out there, and so I'm going to make sure I get my part of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you have to kind of be your own cheerleader, well, you better start cheering. You know, that's the things I have learned in life. I had a lot of times growing up when I wanted to try something new, and you know how family and friends are, they love you, but they don't want you to, you know, do something too out there because it might make them look bad. Like, say you get all successful and then they're not, and then they're like, wait, whoa, no, I don't think you should do that, that's a dumb idea, and they'll pull you down, you know. But I didn't have a lot of that, but I had a little bit of that, and I just think that is something that we worked hard at TIA to do, is to create an environment where people don't hold you back. Instead, they're like what you said your dad did, go for it, you need to talk to everybody, even though you may not be exactly, you know, outgoing, talk to everybody. And that's great advice. And take a risk. And when you take a risk, that's when you really grow, right? So I love it that that's a motto you have. And I know we have that with Miss Allie here, Miss Allie Garrett. She has an associate's degree in business. And she did go, she has her story. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your story of what led you to college? How did you end up going the business direction? And tell us a little bit about your next steps.
Okay, I would say, to be honest, like in 10th grade, 11th grade, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I was one of those students that I kept changing my mind every like month. At first, I was like, I want to be a vet. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. So I did not make up my mind, not until probably close to my senior year of college.
Well, at least you wanted to be a whole bunch of really awesome stuff.
Right?
It wasn't like, I want to be a garbage man, or I want to be walk people's dogs.
High goals, that's really good.
But to be honest, I really loved business. My dad has a business of his own that I helped since I was 7 years old.
Nice.
So doing that kind of business, really, I loved it. And so when I did my senior class, I actually volunteered at the Arizona Theater Company, and I really loved that kind of aspect of the business side. And I actually did not expect to be working at TIA at all.
You got drafted.
You're not the first person to say that.
But I've known, you know, the school since it's opened and stuff, because Dr. J's my family. And so I've known TIA forever. And even though I did not come to the school, just to see past students coming up and saying that, one, we changed their lives for the good. Really, you know, I'm glad to be a part of the TIA team,
mm-hmm.
or even just having the students become employees of our, you know, for our schools is something else. And
I bet that's nuts,
you know,
to see.
I love that.
And for me, you know, I don't go to my, you know, school that I went to, and I'm like, I want to apply, but nope. TIA is definitely different. It's much smaller, just like the girls have said, one-on-one. We're helping students go to college, and I really wish that I had more like this when I was in high school, to be honest. But, you know, it wasn't meant to be. But here I am working at TIA, and so I have the business degree,
mm-hmm.
and I actually am planning on going back to college next year, probably in the semester, spring semester, even fall semester, and I want to become a paralegal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because I love working that kind of you know, work. Being an admin at Broadway, I love a lot working with the kids. They're coming up to the desk and be like, Miss Allie.
It's like being a lawyer, isn't it, right there?
Yeah, exactly, right there.
No, what does the handbook say?
Yeah, exactly. Especially when the kids get in trouble, it's like, okay, what does the rule say?
It's one of those things you never thought you would do, right?
No, I mean, exactly.
It's the crazy thing.
Not once did I think that I was going to work for a school, to be honest, because, like I said, I didn't not go to school to be a teacher or to work for a school. But to be honest, a business degree, you can work anywhere,
to be honest. Yes.
You know, I would suggest getting a business degree because you can go into anything. Business, medical, teaching, schools, lawyers.
Yep.
You know? And that's why I chose a business degree.
I think it was a great choice.
Because I can go anywhere.
Yeah.
I can pretty much go anywhere.
Yep, because everything is business based. I mean, a business is you know, from like the foundation of which you spring up all your, you know, kind of your messages you want to bring to the world, your product you want to bring to the world, your services. You know, as you go into paralegal, that's the services part, and the service is how you deliver the information you find when you're digging around for the nitty gritty. How you deliver it is going to define the value of that office, of that organization. So you have a lot of, you're gonna have a lot of fun doing it, because I know you're gonna be unique with how you function with it, and anyone, whoever gets you, is gonna be so lucky.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna keep you as long as I can. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm, to be honest, like, I was just like Kara, really just to myself, and like, I was told, you gotta meet people, you gotta talk to people, and now I'm like, I'm pretty sure a principal wants me to be quiet all the time.
I love that. He happens to be here and he's smiling.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
It's actually funny. I think this is one of the first TIA staff members I've met that hasn't had Dr. J convince them to become a teacher. So, yeah,
not yet. Yeah, don't get the cat out of the bag.
No, I was. Yeah. Well, I'm guessing at least one of these students will end up being a teacher at your encouragement.
I hope so. Yeah, I tell you, being a teacher, you get to be a mentor. You get to share ideas. You get to see them kind of grow and take their form and their shape and make their contribution. There's nothing like it. And, you know, yeah, it's hard and people are hard. You know, sometimes parents are not easy for me, just to be honest. That's not the favorite part of my job. But I love their kids, so I want to respect the parents. parents, but it's hard. And when people talk harshly to us, it doesn't make us want to keep working. And that's what's happening. Mm. People do not want to be a teacher anymore because they get yelled at by the parents, they get in trouble by the state, they get in trouble by the laws. Then we've got COVID rules and regulations that change, like it feels like daily. Mm. You know, and that's a lot to navigate. And all you want to do is teach. Mm-hmm. So, but when you can't teach, you don't really want to do the job anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you, we need to be championing our teachers and thanking them because we need more.
Thank you for your service, teachers.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We have one more segment for you, so you hang in there and enjoy.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. This is the segment where we gush over Tucson International Academy and all the amazing work that they do. The first question I wanted to start out with our two students, Vanessa and Cara, and we got Miss Allie here. I'll ask her this question too down the line. I know unfortunately, I'm going to have you go after the girls, which is they're a real hard act to follow, but we'll start with Vanessa. They're tied for the two coolest kids at TIA. Vanessa, what's your favorite thing about Tucson International Academy? And I'll ask this question to you all.
One of the things that, I'm sorry, what was the question?
Your favorite thing about Tucson International Academy.
Oh, my favorite thing about TIA is how I get a really good education there, but I'm also able to very well express myself and my talents and what I like to do there because it's nice to be expressed for once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess people don't listen to each other very well, right? That would be my observation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to explain something to someone and it's like, wait, we just talked 45 minutes and you're still asking me the same question? Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, so I'm glad you feel listened to.
Hey, what about you, Car?
Honestly, my favorite thing about TIA is the community. It's a very open community. Mm-hmm. It seems like every time we get a new student, the student always has, somewhere to go. Everyone fits in.
That's right. Well, that's that Peace Builder program. And I know, maybe you guys are tired of it. Me always say, come on and say the Peace Builder pledge. But I think it gets into us somehow, even us adults. And it helps us all remember some basic guidelines. Like when we all have been that person that came to a new place and nobody responded and you feel awkward and out of place and happens a lot in schools. So we wanted purposely all of our principals and our teachers said, we don't want our schools to be that way. And we aren't that way with each other as well. I always tell the teachers, you have to get along. If you don't get along, you can't work here. So we make it very high priority. And I'm glad that you feel like you see that and that you're a part of making people feel welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a big thing that I hear a lot, whether it's the principals or the teachers, the students, former or present, is like it's kind of like a family. And a big thing that has happened with the past students, they have like their brothers and sisters that attend the school. I don't know if you do as well. But do you feel that same way? Like it's like a family going to TIA versus a school?
Yeah, it's so my brother goes there, mm-hmm. and he went there before me, so he made a lot of friends, and I made a lot of friends through him, and me and him have become better like siblings through the school. Actually,
really interesting. Yeah, that's funny you say that, because I've noticed that of siblings that go to TIA is like they seem like buds.
Yeah,
which like you know, something
in common, right? I mean, it's hard to have something in common with your brother when you're a girl. I had two older brothers, you know, and I mean, so if they have some common ground, I mean, like all of them did the fiesta, you know, all of them did. They know when report cards come out at the same time. I mean, having that shared experience maybe helps. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I heard was like, sometimes the teachers will go get one of the other siblings if there's behavioral issues with one of the siblings. So
help them calm down or help them feel better. Or
That's super cool that exists and that you have that with it and that you feel that same way. And I mean, and I've now heard it enough that I know that either Dr. J's paying off everybody to say that it's like a family, or it's really like a family at Tucson International Academy. So that's awesome to hear. Yeah, and then I'll open the question to you, Miss Sally. What's your favorite thing about TIA?
Well, basically what the girls said, to be honest, we're a tight-knit family. We have family members that bring their families, or cousins, brothers, sisters. So we're very small that we're a family. And also the college part, I think it's also really important. I don't think high schools, especially the seniors, get much help to go to college with either filling out the applications or trying to get financial aid. And I know that with TIA, we did. We help our, you know, our seniors fill that out. We even have a night just for them to fill them out. And I know other schools, they do not. And so that's something that's different about TIA.
Nice.
And that's something the parents had told us initially, you know, was that that's one of the reasons they keep bringing them to school. Now, TIA does not have buses, and we don't have any help with transportation. And so parents have to drive their kids there and pick them up every day. But what we like about it is parents don't have to be a stranger. If they want to know what happened at school, they can ask us. They don't have to depend on, you know, a communication word for word by their child. They can confirm what they're hearing, and then they can deal with any problem instantly rather than let it fester and boil into something ugly, you know? We like to keep things down. So, you know, it takes an effort to get there, and I think the reason they make the effort is they're getting some sort of payoff. I always ask them, why do you do that? Why do you bother? Because sometimes I don't feel as effective, you know? And, I mean, over and over again, year after year, same thing comes back. Look, we don't know how to get our kids into college. You have a bunch of degrees. We know you can do it. That's why we bring them. We're counting on you. We're counting on you to provide open doors for our children after high school. And that would be our specialty, and I guess we are doing that. So, and since it is easy for me, it really is. I just get excited about it. So I would guess it's just one of those innate, you know, things that's unique about myself, is I would really love to see people happy in their profession. I don't like to see someone who's working it out. No, they feel so drudgery, you know. They hate their life and work, you know, they work just for pennies, and it's not fulfilling, and you know, I mean, gosh, I don't like that. I hate to see that in society. So if I can do something about that, well, I think high school is a great place to start, because many of them have jobs anyway. And why don't they start experiencing, what does it mean to have good customer service? What does it mean to be a good employee? I don't think I was the perfect employee when I first started. I know I wasn't. But that's how you learn, is by trying, taking a risk, right? That's how we learn. And knowing what maybe excites you, you know, like what part of the job do you like? like I did dishwash, I did cook, I did a lot of things in restaurants, and I found out I really like being out where they pay for the meals, where you can talk to them and get a report and hear how it went so that I can make it better the next time, you know. And that was my like revelation that maybe I was a little bit more managerial than I thought. But I did enjoy making pizzas. Pizza Pete.
Nice. Little Indiana, good old the Pizza Pete's. Awesome. And so I guess we're kind of have some wrapping up to do here soon, but I definitely wanted to ask Vanessa and Carr, you guys are sophomores, so you got another couple years ahead of you at TIA. What do you guys look forward to doing at Tucson International Academy? I know that you guys, that place is known for their awesome events and their global field trips, and I think you guys get to go to the moon or something like that. Like,
that's next year. We're waiting for that rocket to get a little more advanced.
Wait a little longer.
What do you guys look forward to in the future there at Tucson International Academy?
One thing that I'm looking forward to is I really want to start helping with like the school's like fundraising and events and stuff like that. And I want to contribute to it because I know that my art does seem to make a big difference. So I want to be able to, you know, help somehow.
Yeah, you definitely made Dr. J's ears perk up. Like, fundraising, what? I love you.
It helps so much because we had to raise all of our money for any of the trips and for the sports and for the business program. The business program has like hidden costs, like, you know, when people come in and speak or when we buy something, you know, because it's not really like of another curriculum. So it's encouraging to hear you say that because and it's not hard to get people to donate if you cook good food. Like we had at the fiesta, you guys made about $500 just selling those plates. Yeah, so fundraising can be fun, tasty, and and give some dollars. So we're very thankful for that.
Yeah, and definitely. I mean, on this offer that Dr. J says with making the flyers, like lean in on that because I mean, you really, you are so ahead of the game. If you start doing graphic design and you start getting into that stuff now, when you're my age, you know, over 20 years from now, you're gonna be, you know, kind of write your own ticket. So definitely, lean in on that. That's super cool that you do that. And then the same question to you, Cara. What is, you know, what's something you look forward to at Tucson International Academy?
It's kind of weird, but I really look forward to like helping out with the other kids more. So like I really enjoy playing with like the little kids and reading to them.
I love that your principal, Mr. Trejo, you know, made that opportunity available. And so, and it's K-12, and it's a small setting. It's less than 100 kids. So it's like the big kids are going to mix with the little kids, and you want it to be positive. So when the big kids go and read, of course, they just love you guys. They idolize you. Mm-hmm. You walk by, and they go, oh, that big kid read me a story. And they just love it, and apparently you loved it. So you see that value. Value of interacting and making their day, huh?
Yeah, that's cool. And the secret to that, and it's like it's hard to tell when you're still a kid, but you'll see when you grow up. The secret is just service. And since you're serving that little kid, and when you serve people, like, you'll see if hopefully you'll get the opportunity even, you know, soon, even in your childhood, to go serve homeless shelter or serve, you know, those that are in need. And you'll see when you serve them, you just made yourself a brand new friend. You made a brand new family member. Yeah. And like in a lot of ways, you might even feel like you got superpowers because in a lot of ways, that's how you get superpowers is to serve people. So, I just wanted to glib on to that.
Important. Yeah. It's actually probably the highest value of TIA is that we demonstrate a model for you guys and that we encourage you and train you to be in service to others. Being in service to others, you can never lose. The way to success is actually by serving, not by stepping on heads and bumping people out and putting down. It's the opposite. The true success in life is through serving others.
It almost reminds me of like building a community at school. It's crazy.
Yeah, we actually are. And your very presence, your very like what you bring to the school every day, it contributes or else it takes away from that atmosphere. So you're powerful. Both of you, all of you.
Thank you all for being here. This was an awesome show. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, this is the Making College Come True Radio Show.
It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we hope you come back. Yeah. We'll come again.
And we'll catch you listeners next week. This Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. And
do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.